I had told you that we were trying to get some history of Jewish settlement in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And that I was going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah,
about,
I remember that.
First about Europe, where you lived in Europe, and how things were.
I lived in Rush in a small town. Smela is the name.
What's the name?
Smela.
A small town. Was that far away from a big city?
But it had some the... they made trains, they made it in our city.
The whole train was made?
Yeah, they made it, they had a Zavoda, they called it.
A plant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they made the instruments for it.
Instruments, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And were
there a lot of Jewish people living in
Israel? Oh, yeah, there was lots of Jewish and lots of Gentile, and we had...
How many people do you think lived
there?
Oh,
I couldn't tell.
You don't know.
And we lived in another city. We lived in Polizeistulitz. That means the street of the police, the governor, what he was called.
The headquarters.
We lived in the street, but it was only the bank was across the street from us,
uh-huh.
And that was a Jewish bank. Palutsky was the name.
A Jewish bank?
Yeah, the Jewish people had a bank.
That's unusual. Wasn't that unusual? Jewish people.
Well, yeah, and I would say that the bank and it.
Did the Jewish people and the Christian people get along pretty well? Did they?
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
They didn't?
Well, people went down to the bank.
I mean, in general, did they get along real good, or were they...
Oh, yeah, and then we had a pogrom, like here is the hoodlum. They fell on, and we had the peasants used to come in our city and rob the Jewish people
let me see, what did your father do for a living there?
Well, he sold beer, he sold...
You had a saloon kind of thing, or did you have a store?
No, we had another house, and we didn't have a license.
Oh.
So we didn't sell to all the Gentiles.
I see.
But to the police, but we lived across the street.
Yeah.
They used to get a beer of us. Then we sold.
Uh-huh.
But the other did
that. I see. I see. And did you make a nice living doing that?
No. Okay.
But nobody, not too many Jewish people were very rich there.
Oh, there was lots. I think there was. It was not a very small city.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't far from Kiev, and Kiev is the biggest, the main city in Russia.
Oh, you weren't too far. How many were in your family, and how many went to school from your family?
Well, I'll tell in the family, I was the tenth.
Yes?
And as far as it's grown up, I think two died when they were small children.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was always talking about them. They was the prettiest children in town when they went out the street. And I was sitting there like the Grafton. That's the royal family.
Oh.
The relations of the royal family lived in our street. And our street, they used to pass back to them to church or someplace.
Yeah.
They had to pass our street.
Uh-huh.
And when these children went to the street, everybody looked.
Oh. How many were allowed to go to school? Did you go to school?
Yeah, well, we went. I don't know when I went to school.
School or the Cheder? Where did you go?
I went to a school. They said I learned to be Jewish and Russian. It was a... big school. Jewish people wasn't like that.
They wouldn't let the ice in.
Yeah, but now, like for now, across the street, they're also across the street. The Jewish family and Tomsky was the name. They was very educated people. They went to Germany, to Switzerland to get educated.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most educated people.
Those were Gentile people.
No,
they were Jewish people.
Oh, the Gentile.
They had
people.
A lot of money, so they did. They went away.
Well, they went.
And
they went to want to go to high school, the college life.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Germany, to Switzerland. They didn't go and go, and I was sick.
How old were you when you left Europe? Were you a little girl? Were you a teenager? How old were you?
I was a pretty big girl.
Did you work at home before you left
Germany? Yeah, I was a dressmaker.
Oh, now why did you leave?
Well, I'll tell you. I had a brother here.
Yes.
Kaufman.
Uh-huh.
You know Lou Kaufman's father.
Yes, uh-huh.
Like Betty Kaufman's father.
Yes, yes, I remember him.
Well, he used to, so when my father was living, he sent some passes to come to America.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
this
had to go.
This was your brother, your brother.
And we had to go. I was younger then. My father was crying so much.
Yeah.
He couldn't see his, it's me and Jake had to go.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see us, we should go, so he, we sent the cards back.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father died, and my brother was in the army after that. And then he came from the army, so we wrote to, and they sent his passes again. And we come to this country. I don't know.
Tell me first, for a moment, please. Why was your brother in the army? What was he a certain age?
Oh, yes, 21. You had to go to the army.
The Russians took him?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
You had to go for 4 years to the army.
And he was in for 4 years?
For 4 years in the army. My oldest brother, you know, the first son, they usually don't take it. It's a privilege.
Oh.
But in that time, there were short of people. Even him, he went to there.
I see. So then when he came out of the army, you had papers
so
sent again?
So my mother left us, so she said, you want to go? You think he'll be better off? But he didn't matter. So we come, I don't know if it's...
And whom did you leave? Whom did you leave in
I don't know
Europe
if
when you left? Who stayed
I
behind?
I don't know. We come to this country. I knew it was in July. I don't know if July the 6th, either the 6th, 1960 or 1970. I'm mixed up. I think it must be 1960.
1906 or 1907?
Yeah, between
well,
the
Well, that's not that important.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's all right.
Since I just figured out when my son was born, so much.
Well, that's pretty close. But
yeah.
Who stayed behind when you and your brother came here? Who stayed at home? Your mother?
My mother
and
lived, next door lived my brother.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Another brother and another sister.
Uh-huh.
They lived in different cities. And another city lived a sister and my brother. And I, you know, I hear here lots of times the name Kaminsky. And that must be my brother-in-law's, my sister's son.
Oh.
He's a brother went to this country before me. And I hear so many of them, musicians, you know.
And they might be your relatives.
And I think they might be for my...
Well, maybe we ought to check into that sometimes, huh?
Yeah, well...
Okay, we'll talk about that sometime again. Tell me something before we leave there. What language did you speak in the house? Did you speak Russian? Did you speak Yiddish?
The Jews speak Jewish and the Russians speak...
In your house?
Yeah.
Did you speak Jewish, not Russian?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. I thought that you all knew how to speak Russian.
Oh, you're sure.
How did you learn? Did you go to school yourself?
Yeah, I went to school, sure. But you learn.
You know your age. You speak in the house. Jewish, that doesn't mean
anything. Well, in some countries, I understand they talk, like in Hungary, they talk Hungarian, and even in the Jewish house.
Yeah, well, the Jewish, they talk Jewish in the house, but they went out, they had to talk Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the house, you talk mostly Jewish, huh?
Uh-huh.
How long would you say you went to school yourself in Russia?
Oh, yeah,
Two years? A year? I don't remember. You don't remember?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's not that important. How about a synagogue? Did you have a synagogue?
Yeah, Nova Street was a synagogue. And
what was it, a big one, a little synagogue?
No, it wasn't a too big synagogue, but I said something about it. I went once, it was on a Saturday, and you know Nova Street in the middle street is a fire walking, is a big higher up. You have to go down like down there. You go to the street.
Like an alley?
No, at the middle of the street, they called it a shoshay. It was bricks, but it was higher like the level. And there were the people who used to go for a walk and now it's 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And I went once, it was a Saturday, and I bought a father saw me, and I went to down to collect bubbles. I was a small kid. And I fell down from that, I had to come across the street from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell and I cut my, you can see, I cut my
chin.
So my sister went to the school to tell my mama to come home, so my brother was in the men's shoe,
mm-hmm.
and he saw through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And he come up and told my mother could come.
Uh-huh.
And he took me that time to the doctor, and the doctor, I don't know, he sewed up, but I think it's still
it showed. Looks fine. I never noticed this.
You don't notice it now,
I know you, and I never noticed it.
You touch it, you feel.
You look very pretty. You never showed any signs of that.
Well, that my whole chin was cut.
Is that so? But tell me a little bit about the synagogue. What was it? Was it a big?
It wasn't a very big synagogue.
Was there any problem about going to synagogue there?
No.
You could go whenever you wanted.
No,
to go.
Sure.
Very good. Do you remember whether you or any of your family belonged to any organizations when you were in Europe? Did they have the Zionist organization at that time? Or the Bund, or a socialist, or a labor union?
No.
Did they have anything like that at that time?
Oh, there was, yes, but I don't know.
Do you remember the Zionist organization belonging
to? Oh, yeah, there was Zionist, but...
Did your father belong? Did your brothers belong?
I don't, my brothers was all married before I was the smallest. And,
but you don't remember what
no, my I had about an older brother, lived in another city, and he was finished, he was a rabbi.
Do you remember that they used to collect these little blue and white boxes? You know, Friday night they would put money in the boxes for answers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was already a Zionist.
Yeah, there is. They had boxes and they put money in boxes when the mother went split.
Right.
So she put it in and the money in the,
box. Yeah. But you don't remember any meetings that they would go to for Israel
no,
or something?
No, no.
No other kind? For labor, for a union or anything like that?
No. Locomotives
for the train. I see. Listen, do you remember anything about the government doing anything to the Jewish people or saying anything to the Jewish people there?
Oh, the government didn't tell me.
A little bit, I see. Now, so you came to America. Where did you come to?
To my brother.
What city? What port?
From Pittsburgh.
Did you come right to Pittsburgh?
I came to Baltimore. I came to the train,
oh.
The ship, and there they went in the ship.
Oh.
finished the...
But you were coming to Pittsburgh because your brother was here.
Yeah.
I see. What did you find when you came here? What did you think of America when you got here?
Well, I didn't think anything is as good as it was.
You didn't think it was as good here?
No.
What did you expect when you came here?
I don't know what that I ate, like tomatoes or anything. I didn't think it as good as it was.
Oh. Everybody thought America was so good, but you didn't.
Well,
Did you have to go to work when you first came here?
Yeah, I went to work.
What did you do?
I went to dressmaker.
I see. So America didn't look so good to you right away, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Did you come just with you and your brother, or did you come with the whole group?
No, I came with my brother.
Just the two of you? No, you didn't come with the group?
No, no. It's not group business.
Uh-huh.
I stayed 2 weeks in Germany. Then we come. That day, the ship left before we come.
Mm-hmm. You came by ship that time, huh?
Yes.
Who met you when you came to Baltimore? Did your brother come to meet you?
No, he came to Pittsburgh. He came to Pittsburgh.
He met you here.
From the train.
Mm-hmm. You had nothing to do with the highest or anybody that would meet you. It was just your brother. He sent the money and the tickets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you bring any kind of things from Europe to America when you came?
Yes, and I brought a samovar. Did you bring a samovar?
Did you bring a samovar? Oh, I forgot about that samovar, huh? That's all? I mean, you didn't bring any kind of money or any kind of other things?
No.
Uh-huh. You got married here.
Yeah.
So your name wasn't changed.
And my name wasn't changed. My name was
It was a different name. Mm-hmm.
My brother changed the name because he went before he had to go to the army.
That's all right. You're allowed to say these things today. That's many years ago. Nothing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did that. Yeah. Uh-huh. It changed it. It wasn't. You know, there's Ostrowski's names here too.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. There's a Dr. Ostrowski.
There was lots here. Some changed their name to Austro,
When you first came to America, what did you like most when you first came here? Do you remember? When you first got off the train and you looked around, what did you see? You know, The smoke. In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, too, I suppose.
Yeah, here.
Do you remember that particularly?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah. What else? The size of the buildings, the houses, the streets?
Well,
did they look any different to you?
We had very beautiful homes.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Where you came from, you had beautiful homes.
Yeah.
So there was nothing so beautiful to you here?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the big apartment houses, we had it in our city too.
I see. Well, you were one of the lucky ones. You came from a big city.
No, not a big city.
Remember your first day in Pittsburgh, the first day. Do you remember what it was like? Can you remember a little bit after your brother met you?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember? You want to think about it for a second, Mrs. Rose? Think about it.
He had a tailor shop and he had a very classic trade.
Did you work with your brother? Or did you get a job by yourself?
I got a job.
In a different place?
In a different place.
Uh-huh.
And then...
But your brother had a tailor shop.
My brother, when he came, he went to the Westinghouse to work.
Well, the new brother, the one that came with you.
Yeah.
But your other brother
had
it.
Yeah, because my brother had a friend in the Westinghouse.
Oh.
So he was taking me.
So the new brother.
He was in the Westinghouse.
Uh-huh. What did he do there?
Oh, I don't know what he did. Uh-huh.
And what did you have to do? Did you sew when you came on your job?
When I went to dressmaker.
Dressmaker.
I worked for a dressmaker.
I see.
And then I got married, and we had a tailor shop, and we had a very classic trade.
Were you happy here, or were you disappointed that you came to America?
No, I wasn't disappointed.
You weren't.
It was all right.
It was all right. The first 5 years
was
all right.
The first time was, but then you get used to, and I thought America was just fit.
Did anybody mistreat you because you were from Europe?
No.
You say when, you know, they used to call names of people that came from Europe.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember
the
day things like that.
Uh-huh. When, after you were living here for a few years, did you feel that things were going to be all right for you, that it was all right to live here, not
well,
to go back?
Well, we didn't make too much, that's the... But we had a routine, and then we sold the tailor shop. We thought we'll go on some other business.
Well, wait a minute. The tailor shop was your brother's. Did you open it when you married a man? When you married Mr. Roden, did you open a tailor shop?
Yeah. And then I worked.
Where did you have your tailor shop?
Yeah.
And where? So did you live together with your home and your tailor shop? When you first got married?
Yeah, we lived in Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue. Where? Downtown?
No, it was near a street for near St. James, I think, on Colonel St. James Street.
How many rooms did you have there with the shop?
Oh, we had, it was a little hard. We had about 6 or 7 rooms.
Near St. James? In Oakland?
No, so that's a shady side.
On Shady Side, oh. Let's see, near St. James.
I think it's the Shady Side.
Yeah, Shady Side, that's right.
It's not the Arnold
Hotel. Oh, what was that like at that time? Was it nice? Were there Jewish people living around there?
No, we didn't have any Jewish people to live around.
No?
No.
Oh, the Gentiles, huh?
Then he sold it.
Uh-huh. How long did you stay there?
Well, a long time, I don't remember.
But you made a nice living in that tailor shop?
We made a living, yeah.
Cleaning and tailoring?
Yeah, and then we moved to...
How long did you live there, would you say? At that first place, can you remember?
Oh, about 10 years.
About 10 years? Huh. And you had... This one, you just rented there, you didn't buy that, did you?
No. Then we moved
How did you get it? Did you... Who helped you get the place to rent it? Did your brother help you get that place when you?
No.
Your husband went to look for it.
No, we didn't buy it, so.
Yeah, but to rent it, did you have to?
So then we lived in Aiken Avenue.
Then you lived in Aiken Avenue after that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how many rooms did you say you had there? Was it a house?
I think about, yeah.
A house?
It was a house.
Six rooms?
Yes, I think 6 rooms. Then we had a front room with a tailor.
Oh, I see.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we belonged to the temple.
Mm-hmm. You did belong to the temple?
To the temple. Very graduated. Was conforming to the temple.
Mm-hmm. How did you know how to do dressmaking?
I knew it from home.
They taught you how to sew and how to do all that just at home.
I had older sisters, and the older sisters were dressmakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned from them.
How much did you make? Can you remember how much you made?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember if it was $3 a week or?
I don't know. Made more than that.
Did you work on Saturday? Do you remember? Did you have to work on Saturday or the holidays?
Well,
I don't think it was the shed. I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
Just 5 days a week?
Oh, well, we had our place. We worked on Saturday. You know, Saturday.
When you had your own place, how about before, when you were on your own job? Did you have to
work
on Saturday?
You had to go Saturday to work, yeah.
You did have to work Saturday. Yeah. And Jewish holidays, did you have to work too?
No, not if you don't want to.
I just wondered if you worked for Jewish people, or you know.
And we lived in the Fifth Avenue, and then we belonged to the temple. And we belonged all the time to the temple. My husband died.
And you stayed on this job until you got married, you said? Until you went to your own place, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was no union that time, was there? When you were working. They didn't have a union in the shop.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they had union. We didn't have a union.
You didn't. You didn't go to school in Pittsburgh at all then, huh?
I used to go to night school.
Did you go to night school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's where you learned to speak English?
Yeah, but...
How long did you go?
Oh, I don't remember. It was in the... I don't know where it was, because I used to go walk to the... Penn Avenue to the...
Fifth Avenue to Fifth Avenue?
No, it was not the Fifth Avenue. I think it was, I can't remember the street. After Lawrence Street, I forgot the name of the street.
Uh-huh. Where did you go to
school? There was a school. They had a school, and they used to go to night school.
Uh-huh. And that's where you learned to speak English? Did they teach you how to write English?
They teach.
Uh-huh. You learned how to speak English in your store, I bet.
You just learn. You just learn. I don't know. Nobody teaches you to learn. You just learn.
Uh-huh. You don't remember if you were 18 or 20 or 16 or 12?
About 20, yes.
You're about 20. Do you remember how the other kids in school, when you went to night school, there were any Gentile people?
The most Jewish children.
Mostly were Jewish?
The most.
The immigrants?
Immigrants.
So nobody mistreated you? Nobody said anything bad?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody should... tell me I'm a good
Do you remember if there was any Jewish theater?
Yes, it used to come Jewish theater. I didn't go to see.
When you came here, did you think of yourself more religious than you became later? Did you think when you first came from Europe, did you feel like going to shul more and
I don't know, it wasn't more religious than you. My brother.
Did you think it was religious enough for you?
Well, yeah, it was enough religious for me.
You went to the temple right away or to where?
We lived in Fifth Avenue. So we belong to the temple there. We belong to the regular members.
Rodolf Shulam Temple? Reformed.
The Rodolf Shulam Temple.
But you didn't belong to a Reformed Temple in Europe.
I belong to the Rodolf Shulam Temple.
But in Europe, you didn't belong to a Reformed?
No, I belong to Shul. But here, the temple was the nearest thing.
Oh, that's the reason.
She went to Sunday school there.
I see. But you went there because it was the nearest to Shul.
That's right.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. That was in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Did you carry on any of the observances in your home at first, when you first came here? Like Sabbath with the candles and that. Did you have any time for that?
Yes? But I do it more than I do now.
You did? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you you feel any different in the climate when you came here than it was in Europe for you?
Well, it wasn't cold enough for me here.
It wasn't cold enough?
No. The weather was, and I was sure about the weather was very clear.
Uh-huh.
And here was a smoke, and the cold wasn't as cold or not than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as cold.
Oh, is that so?
No, it wasn't as cold as it's now.
And tell me, when you needed a doctor, do you remember where you went for a doctor?
And here?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
No, I didn't go to a doctor.
Well, if you had to have a doctor, sometimes you catch cold, or when you have children, or... Do you remember whom you used for a doctor, where you could get a doctor?
We had Dr. Stanton. Was the...
Not that many years ago, there was no Dr. Stanton, was there?
Then Dr. Stanton delivered my elder boy.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know Dr. Stanton was around that time.
Dr. Stanton, it was not his doctor, his father.
How did you know about Dr. Stanton? Who told you about him?
Somebody.
I mean, Jewish people are going to Dr. Stanton.
Somebody recommended him. I don't know.
That was kind of strange, you know, going to a Christian doctor.
Dr. Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to any doctors.
Well, you had to have a doctor sometimes when... You have a cold or whatever? Can you remember any doctor?
Well, we didn't have any particular colds.
All right. Let me see what I want to ask you about at that time. Where does Dr. Stanton have his office at that time? Do you remember?
Downtown.
No, I wouldn't know. Downtown?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You don't remember any Jewish doctors from that time?
Hmm? Well, there was lots of Jewish.
But you didn't go to any?
No.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go to any.
Did you join any kind of an organization when you came here?
Yes.
For Europe, for your towns, you had
organizations? I forget what to be. I belonged to some organization. I don't even remember the name.
What did you do at this organization? Well, remember, why did you meet?
We used to go to meet.
Did you collect money to send to Europe or to Israel or for what?
No, I don't know. I don't think in
what
that
did you
time
do at the
they
meeting,
didn't
did you?
Go to. What was the name of the organization? Mrs. Strauss.
The president.
The president.
Uh-huh. Was it for an orphanage home, or was it for
I
something
don't
for
remember.
Europe?
You know,
all right.
I don't
okay.
Know.
It's not that important.
To,
that's all right.
I don't want to.
That's okay. Uh-huh. Where did you go if you wanted to have a good time? Was there any place to go?
We used to go to a show.
To a show?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Movies, you mean?
Movies. I saw movies more than I didn't see a movie, I don't remember them, but I saw all the old movies at
that time.
I know them because I saw them all and we used to
and
go.
Huh?
We used to go to show with the children. We had a girl in the house.
Uh-huh.
We lived in Aiken Alley. We had the children. We had a girl. The girl worked for 10 years.
Do you remember any Jewish theater? That time, did you go to any Jewish theater?
No, I didn't go to Jewish theater.
No.
I went to Hans, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the vulgar, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Do you remember if there was a Jewish Y that time?
A
was
what?
There a Y, you know, the Jewish Y?
A Y, yeah, the Y was...
There was a Gentile Y, there was a Christian Y, was there a Jewish
Y? I think there was a Jewish Y, was there too?
Was there?
Yeah, I think so.
There was a Christian Iron Kaufman?
No. I don't know,
not
I went... I don't know, I went
Christian
to
Y
pick
there was.
You up in the Y.
Huh? there was a Christian wife, Mrs. Rosen, there was the Christian
I'm
wife.
The Christian.
Did you know about that?
Yeah, I knew it was a Christian wife, but I knew it was a Jewish wife, too.
Any local meeting Did you, where did you meet any Jewish people during the first 5 years? Did you, through the synagogue? You didn't meet them in your tailor shop. Where did
no,
you meet?
We didn't have any Jewish customers. We had yet.
Well, did you meet any friends?
We had a customer, a Jewish customer. There was a Miss, a George Cohn. It's a Mrs. Cohn we made, so.
But did you have any other friends? That, where did you make any friends?
Oh, we didn't.
You didn't have time for friends?
We had friends. We had, used to go to Barbaros, to...
With whom did you go?
Somebody, I don't remember. We used to go to my husband and the children.
Oh, you didn't have any friends, families that you became friendly with someplace?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
We have a Jewish family. We have lots of Jewish people that never sit in this city.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And you used to see them and get together with
them? Yeah, we used to come together.
Mm-hmm. Landslide, huh?
No, their name was Savranska, but then they changed the name for Sander. And he's in the, I think in the board building, he's one of the, he was very smart people.
How did you know they were living over here? How did you get
they
in touch with them?
They came after a couple of weeks after I came to this town.
And you knew them in Europe?
I didn't know them exactly.
Yeah.
But we meet somehow, I don't remember how.
That's what I want to know, how you got together with them.
No, but we used to go there all the time. Now I can think what was her name? Silly, that was, she got married. Her name was Anna Silly. She lived in Hazelwood, I think. I don't know. Up on Methamory Avenue.
Also from your hometown?
Yes, mm-hmm. She did the daughter of Sobranska. And then she had a brother that, so they changed the brothers after. Changed the name of Sander.
Yes.
That is the one. We changed Sander.
And for the holidays, like for Seder, did you get together with your family here, with your brothers? Did they used to do things like that time?
Yeah, I don't remember. We used to make a Seder, I know.
Whether you got together with the family like they do today, families can get together for Seder.
I think you did.
Or like for Rosh Hashanah.
I think you did.
You did? Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yeah. My husband got it to become a citizen, and I come just to a citizen because...
Because of him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But your husband became a citizen here, huh?
Yeah. While I was married, he became a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a
citizen. Yes. Mm-hmm. So on his papers, you became automatically, huh?
Yeah, automatically became a citizen.
Do you remember when you started to vote? Were you
I voted a long, long time.
Did you?
Yeah, I voted a long time.
All right. You were always interested in it, huh?
Yeah.
And what party did you belong to? Do you remember? Did you vote Republican or Democratic?
Oh, I think we were Republican, and then I became a Democrat.
Why? They want to know why. They really want to know why. Why did you change?
I changed.
Did you like, maybe you liked the different people that were running, is that it? Huh?
I'll tell you that, I'm not saying you have.
Doesn't matter, I'm here, it doesn't matter. This, you can tell us the whole thing here, it's fine.
Yeah,
there's no, nobody's gonna, nobody's gonna do anything to you for this.
Yeah. I would Democrat.
You what?
I would Democrat.
You vote Democrat now, huh?
Yeah.
Where did you meet your husband? They'd like to know. How did you meet your husband? Do you remember? Now, maybe you'll just find out something. Can you remember where you first met Mr. Rowland?
I think he worked for my brother.
You think he worked for your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you liked the work he did?
Mm-hmm.